The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the Jews, "If I testify on my own behalf, my testimony is not true. But there is another who testifies on my behalf, and I know that the testimony he gives on my behalf is true. You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept human testimony, but I say this so that you may be saved. He was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's. The works that the Father gave me to accomplish, these works that I perform testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me. Moreover, the Father who sent me has testified on my behalf. But you have never heard his voice, nor seen his form, and you do not have his word remaining in you, because you do not believe in the one whom he has sent. You search the scriptures because you think you have eternal life through them. Even they testify on my behalf, but you do not want to come to me to have life. I do not accept human praise. Moreover, I know that you do not have the love of God in you. I came in the name of the Father, but you did not accept me. Yet if another comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe when you accept praise from one another and do not seek the praise that comes from God? Do not think that I will accuse you before the Father. The one who will accuse you is Moses, in whom you have placed our hope. For if you had believed Moses, you would have believed me, because he wrote about me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words?" The Gospel of the Lord. So now, how in a few words this morning can we sum up what we've just been listening to? And what struck my mind this morning, and I tried to apply it in my own life, Jesus talking there about not needing the approval or the testimony of any human person. All he's worried about is that he has the support, if you put it that word, and the testimony and of his Father. And then apply that to ourselves just for a couple of moments, how dependent all of us are on the approval of one another. We strive and we worry about that so much. We worry so much about our appearance, how we perform, how we do things, and some of us take it to the absolute limits. And it causes us worry and anxiety if somebody looks at us in the wrong way or maybe doesn't approve of something we do or say. And so by doing that, what do? We give away any kind of freedom we have, and we become totally dependent on other people, of what they say and of especially on their approval. And here is Jesus saying in the gospel this morning, look, you don't need human approval. It's the approval of God that you need. And so as I get older, I become more aware of that, of it's what really matters in my life is what is what the person that God wants me to be, not how I should appear in anybody else's eyes or seek for human approval. And so the consequence of that, the conclusion of that is, it gives one a beautiful freedom just to be yourself, just to be the beautiful person that God made when he made you. You may not think you're a very good, wonderful, or beautiful person, but in the eyes of God, you are. You may not appear to be in the eyes of other people, but what does that matter in the final analysis? Press forward to 50 years, to the 50 years' time. What difference will it make to you then, whether people approved of you or not, as long as you have the approval of God? Isn't that? That's what Jesus is saying in so many words in the gospel this morning, or at least that's my little interpretation of it. And you might have a different interpretation, but that's what came to my mind this morning when I read the gospel. That is so true. Why do I worry about what people think? Why do I worry about what people think, as long as I'm okay in the eyes of God?